This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota says he will always be active to make the parliament people-oriented. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking being observed today, organizing various programs. And Russia promises Belarus nuclear-capable missiles. Now, the news in detail. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has said that he will always be active to make the parliament alive and people-oriented, releasing a book titled Parliamentary Committee Exercise from the First Parliament to the Federal Parliament, organized by the Parliamentary Affairs Journalist Society in Kathmandu. Today, Speaker Sapkota said that the democracy has taken the right path due to the positive role of the journalists. He said that the failure to control corruption and keep the parliament alive would also pose a challenge to the security of the country. He also informed that the discussions are underway between the Prime Minister and himself on finalizing the citizenship bill from this meeting of the House of Representatives. The International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking is being celebrated in Nepal today by organizing various programs. On this occasion, the Ministry of Home Affairs organized a program at City Hall this morning. Addressing the program, Home Minister Balkrishna Khand said that it should be discussed in school and college textbooks to curb drug abuse and illicit trafficking. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gobinda Prasad Sarma Koirala has said the appointment of judges should be based on merit and it should be carried out freely and impartially. In his response to queries raised by lawmakers during the discussion of ministry-wide discussion under the Appropriation Bill 2079 Bikram Samvat in the session of the National Assembly today, he said the violation of criteria in justice appointment would provide a room for malpractices and misconducts in the judiciary. He took the time to share that the legal assistance program aimed to make the justice system accessible for all and ensure equal access to it has been enforced for long. Sombhu Tamang, who set a world record by climbing the world's highest peak, Mount Everest, at a young age, has been undergoing treatment for cancer for a long time. Chairman of CPN Maoist Center Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda reached the Nepal Cancer Hospital at Harisiddhi in Lalitpur this morning and inquired about Tamang's health condition. Tamang successfully climbed Mount Everest on May 5, 1973, when he was 17 years, 6 months and 15 days old. The government has decreased the fares of public vehicles flying inter-province routes by 5.41%. The Department of Transport Management reduced the fares at the Nepal AF after the Nepal Oil Corporation reduced the prices of petroleum products on Saturday. Similarly, the department decreased the fares of freight vehicles operating in the hilly and Terai regions by 6.97% and 7.68% respectively. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast heavy rains in some places across the country today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, monsoon winds are prevailing in Province No. 1, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces, while local winds and westerly wind have a general effect in the Sudar Pashchim province. The department has forecast light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning for the next 24 hours in many parts of the hilly areas of the country and in a few places in the rest of the country today. Heavy rains are also expected in Gandaki, Karnali and Lumbini provinces. Currently, there is a light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places of Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today is 20.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.3 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Russia will send nuclear-capable short-range missile systems to its ally, Belarus, in the coming months. Tensions between Russia and the West have escalated following Russian President Putin's decision to invade Ukraine on the 24th of February. Mr. Putin has made several references to nuclear weapons since then, which some have interpreted as a warning to the Western countries not to intervene. Meanwhile, Kiev's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, has said several explosions were reported in Kiev this morning. APF news agency reported that a residential complex in the city had been hit. Ukraine has said some of the rockets were fired from Belarus. On Saturday, Ukraine said Russian forces had fully occupied the key eastern city of Severodonetsk following weeks of fierce fighting. Belarus has provided logistical support to Russia, but its army is not officially taking part in the conflict. Ukraine's intelligence service said the missile strikes were part of Kremlin efforts to draw Belarus into the war. Meanwhile, Russia is on the brink of its first debt default since 1998, as the Sunday deadline to make $100 million interest payment seems certain to be missed. Russia has the money and is willing to pay, but sanctions make it impossible to get the payments to international creditors. The Kremlin has been determined to avoid the first default since 1998 and a major blow to the nation's prestige. The Russian finance minister branded the situation a farce. Russia has seemed on an inevitable path of default since sanctions were first imposed by the US and EU following the invasion of Ukraine. These restricted the country's access to the international banking networks, which would process payments from Russia to the investors around the world. The Russian government has said it wants to make all of its payments on time, and so far it has succeeded. World Health Organization, WHO, has ruled monkeypox is not yet a global health emergency, although WHO Director General Tedros A. Ghebreyesus said he was deeply concerned about the outbreak. WHO said in a separate statement that although there were some differing views within the committee, they ultimately agreed by consensus that at this stage the outbreak is not a public health emergency of international concern. The global emergency label currently only applies to the coronavirus pandemic and ongoing efforts to eradicate polio, and the UN agency has stepped back from applying it to the monkeypox outbreak after advice from a meeting of international experts. According to the WHO, there have been more than 3,200 confirmed cases of monkeypox and one death reported in the last 6 weeks from 48 countries where it does not usually spread. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota says he will always be active to make the parliament people-oriented. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking being observed today, organizing various programs. And Russia promises Belarus nuclear-capable missiles. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.